You're listening to a 95BFM podcast.
Fashion. Turn to the left. Fashion. Turn to the right.
Fashion.
Fashion? It's fashion with Penelope Noir.
Indeed it is. Time for some fashion chat. Kia ora, Penelope. How are you?
Morena. I'm good, thanks. How are you?
I'm very well. It's lovely to speak with you this morning. Tell me, what are we talking about?
Well, I thought we could talk about the Instagram account style.com, which is run by a guy called Becca Jivasani. Hopefully I've pronounced that correctly. He is originally from Georgia, and he has become what's known as like an overnight sensation. Ooh. Because he's sitting in the front row of Fashion Week in London. He's wearing like just kind of baseball cap with his Instagram name on it. And his own kind of suit and clogs or something like that, Birkenstock, something like that. And people are like, oh my God, who is this guy? And I kind of thought this was quite interesting because once upon a time there was the world of bloggers. Like I remember one coming to our Fashion Week, Rumi Neely from Fashion Toast, but there's been like Susie Bubble, and I guess the most famous one is Tavi Jevonson, who was 12 when she started one called Style Rookie. And they've all gone on to become like writers for, you know, fashion magazines. Tavi Jevonson actually stopped being online and became an actor and was in the reincarnation of Gossip Girl.
Controversial show.
And so kind of what I find interesting about this is the fact that they're kind of saying that he's an overnight sensation. His Instagram account, he basically has what's known as Colette Blue, which is a famous Paris store, as the background. He used Arial Bold as his font, and he just makes statements on his account. So he says things like, where is Jane Birkin's first Birkin bag?
It's a good question.
And that's the post.
Much to think about.
Yeah. It's really good. My cog's turning.
Yeah. And then Acne Studios has its own Barbie, and her name is Beyonce.
I suppose this is the intended effect.
Kind of gobsmacking. What kind of reactions does it get?
So what's happening is that people, like, initially... So this kind of first started when he went to Paris in 2021. Pandemic was happening in his hometown, so he decided to go there, started this up, and he got a lot of followers. And, you know, he started off with 10,000, now he's got over 250,000. But he got a lot of quite influential people following him. And so I was like thinking, wow, this is like crazy. How did they find him? That sort of thing. So I looked into his background. Turns out he actually wasn't an overnight sensation. He's actually been working in fashion for a while.
He knows the game.
Yeah, but the fashion world's going, oh my God, there's this Uber fan, and suddenly he's like there, and he doesn't know anything about fashion, but he's in the front row making statements.
Right, so they're discrediting him and saying, who is this guy?
Yeah, and he basically had a Tumblr account early on, and it was called Glossy Newsstand, and he curated covers and fashion features from around the world, and then he searched management sites like Streeters and Art Partner to figure out who worked on shoots, and then he would tag them and tweet about them, and then these people followed him back. So he got
quite
following.
He's doing his research.
And then he requested accreditation to a fashion week in Georgia, and a designer there picked him up and got him to run her label social media. And at one point they went to a fashion week in Hong Kong, I think it was, and Anna Wintour and the Italian Vogue editor went along to the showroom because they were because it was called Anuka, and they were the first ones they saw. So he posted a photo of them, and so people started thinking he was really, really important.
Right, because he was kind of associating himself.
Yeah, so it was kind of like he was doing all the right things, you know?
Yeah, he knows.
And then it turns out he opened a creative agency called Arial Bold, which is the font that is on the Instagram.
It's all coming together.
Yeah, he produced ad campaigns and fashion shows for Georgian designers.
Well, it's really who you know, isn't it?
Yeah, exactly.
And who you pretend you know, potentially.
So, like, our style.com is actually named after style.com, which was kind of like a really well-known internet site that showed runway shows. And it folded in about 2015, became Vogue Runway. and it was run by Tim Blanks, or I think he was the editor, and he said of Mr. Jivitani, he is the keeper of the flame. In his slightly pell-mell coverage of the whole fandango, he is pointing out, I think, this ludicrousness of it. He also sort of is the ultimate testament to the power of fashion, the fashion dream, this transformative thing that happens to people when they get into the fashion industry. It is this funny kind of Lana Turner in the soda shop aspect of this world, that they can become stars kind of overnight.
A vocabulary, I must say.
Yeah.
Yeah, but it's quite interesting because he doesn't, for a long time, he wasn't paid for his posts.
Oh, okay.
So basically the designers were paying him to fly to fashion weeks and kind of go and see them. And they also contact influencers and say, well, we want to control the content that you're putting on your post and make sure that you've got it correct. So he kind of picked up on that, and they're now paying him for posts. So what happens is he posts the first kind of white on blue statement and then there might be a video or something after it.
Interesting.
Right.
Yeah.
That is okay. Such a... I mean, there's a lot coming out of social media,
yeah,
but that is such a like kind of new development in how brands are wanting to be perceived.
Yeah, and it's quite interesting when you don't like, if you're always like me where I just like scroll through Instagram and I never think about like the background of how things are getting paid or how people are making money off things.
Oh wait, what do you have to hashtag ad in that?
I don't know. I didn't even look at that, but I mean there are all those sponsorship things. I don't know if you ever get it, but I always get weird ones where they want me to promote goth jewellery or sunglasses or something.
Like the spam vibes?
Yeah, I always get those ones and I'm like,
hey, darling, I think you'd look gorgeous in this light. I'm like, thank you.
I don't think so, but no thank you. Yeah,
wow.
But it's quite interesting. And some of them, like some of the statements are quite funny. Like he does, there was one where he went to a Dior show and it was obviously really hot and he was like, yeah, this is great, I'm in the front row of Dior, but where's the air conditioner or something like that, you know? And so, it's kind of cool that he's real about it as well as, like, he is kind of quite fawning in some, but he's always really positive, which is pretty cool.
Oh, good.
Yeah.
Do you have a favourite post from him?
I like the one about Rick Owens, which was, Rick Owens, the coolest thing is when you don't care about being cool.
Yeah, fantastic.
So true.
Yeah.
Oh,
yeah,
awesome.
So that's
if people want to track this guy down, what's his name?
So his name is Becca Jivitani, and there is an article in the New York Times, but you can Google him, and if you want to follow his Instagram account, it's style.com.
I'll chuck it in the podcast too.
Yeah,
fantastic. Style.com. Well, thank you, Penelope. What a fascinating little what would you call it, subculture of the internet?
I guess so. Yeah. Niche micro celebrity.
overnight
success,
but not
really. Yeah. He's done the legwork. Cool. Thanks so much, Penelope. Always a treat having you on the show.
Thanks.
That was Fashion with Penelope Noir.
We are the Goon Squad and we're coming to town. Beep, beep.
Beep, beep.
That was a 95BFM podcast. Support 95BFM with a B-card. Go to 95BFM.com/signup.